Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This episode is brought to you by GIG Mobility, Africa's leading mobility company for interstate travel.
To travel intercity without stress within Nigeria and Ghana, download the GIGM app on the Google Play Store or the Apple App Store. Thanks to everyone who listened on Tuesday. We really appreciate all your comments, your likes, your shares. Don't forget that you can always share your thoughts with the hashtag TechPointAfricaPodcast.
Don't forget #TechPointAfricaPodcast.
Yeah, and you can listen in from anywhere, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, anywhere you get podcasts. And don't forget to review and share with anybody that you feel should know about it. We appreciate that.
All right.
So, Titi, what's popping this week?
Nothing much.
I know you like to find interesting stuff. Did you see anything interesting this week?
Well, yes, I did find something interesting. Apparently, Facebook just acquired a startup that actually creates these very interesting wristbands that can read your mind.
Interesting.
Yes.
Oh, wait, does that have anything to do with... I know on Wednesday, Zuckerberg announced a new feature on something.
Oh, like yes. Oculus. Actually, yes. There's a new feature on Oculus Quest.
Yeah.
It's actually a hand... What you call it now?
Hand tracking or
yes,
something
hand
like
tracking,
that.
Yes, a hand tracking feature on Oculus Quest.
Oh.
So I don't know if they are related or in any way, but for this one, whatever it is you're thinking in your mind, this wristband can actually help you control your computer with your mind. Yes.
There's definitely something there.
Yes,
definitely.
Definitely
going to combine something in the future. So. Yeah, interesting. So what's new in tech this week?
Oh, what's new? Okay. Bolt was hacked. Were they?
I don't know. All I know is I removed my debit card immediately. I just deleted everything.
So a couple of people were complaining that they were debited twice for rides that they took. Other people were saying, we didn't take any rides, but we're debited anyway. And we're like, okay, maybe Bolt was hacked. But Bolt were like, the company, which was formerly known as Taxify. They were like, no, we're not hacked. It's probably something, a problem from our bank or from our payments processor. So when we reached out to them, they told us the same thing. We were not hacked. However, the problem, so they found out where the problem was coming from. It was from their local acquirer bank. Yes. And they were like,
you didn't mention the name of the bank.
Well, we can't tell you guys, but yeah, they did.
Oh, so it's off the record.
Yes, it's off the record.
Yeah.
And they actually said people were not debited twice. They were actually debited for rides they took during the past weekend.
Oh.
That's between 13th to 15th of September.
Oh, I see.
However,
there's
some riders were like, that's not true. Like, I was debited for a ride I took on Tuesday. Another one was like, I was taking a debited for a ride I took yesterday. So what are you talking about?
Who do we believe then?
Well, I don't know.
But it safe to start using Bolt now again?
Well, Bolt says that your card was not compromised.
Oh, that is the bank. They are blaming the bank.
Yes, but you know, people like you, like, say you've taken your card off. You don't trust them, right?
A lot
of people like that all over the country, I'm guessing, do not trust them. So according to a Bolt driver, says all day he has not gotten any requests on Bolt app.
Throughout yesterday?
Throughout yesterday.
Wow. That's
to be interesting to see how they rebuild their trust, because this place is a very low trust society. Nigerians do not trust people.
Bolt can figure it out.
Yes.
Moving on from the depressing stuff.
Yeah.
Some exciting news.
Oh yes.
CC Hub acquired iHub. CC Hub in Nigeria acquired iHub in Kenya.
Interesting
news.
Yes, interesting.
Big stuff, because I know CC Hub is younger than iHub. CC Hub was founded in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, and iHub launched in 2010. So a younger CC Hub acquiring,
an older
iHub. Very interesting stuff. But it's exciting news for the ecosystem. I mean, these are two top players. Like, when you're talking about what is happening in Africa's ecosystem, CC Hub played a very instrumental role in Nigeria. And Kenya too in iHub. So, interesting stuff. And according to co-founder
of CC Hub.
So they didn't tell us how much the acquisition was what.
Oh, okay.
But they just say it's a full acquisition. And what that means now is that Bosun Tijani, CEO of CCOB, is now the CEO of the whole entity.
Okay.
And then, but that doesn't stop all of IOP's programs. Everything still continues. The current managing director, Nikesa Were of IOP, continues as managing director.
Okay.
But Bosun is now like the Oga at the top.
Oh, exactly.
And then CCO will now extend a lot of his activities to Kenya.
Okay.
Very interesting. And interestingly enough, our senior editor, Victor, is arriving Kenya today.
Yes.
Nairobi.
Yes.
Yeah. So
he's definitely going to pop into IOP.
IOP, yeah. Like, we'll have him pop in and see what's going on there. Yeah, interesting times. Interesting times.
Interesting. So, to South Africa. So, Muyo, a quick question.
Yeah.
Do you think that robots and automation will take your job?
My current job, maybe not. I mean, I don't think... Can robots create a
maybe
narrative?
Not.
Can
maybe
they write
not.
A story? I don't know. But I know. Yeah, they're taking a lot.
But there are some people in South Africa, like the finance union.
Okay.
Those are like
bank workers. Yeah.
They're embarking on a strike today.
Why?
Because they say automation is taking them out of jobs.
Well, good money to them.
I mean, it's good money to them. Because like it's not new, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And according to a spokesperson of the union,
yeah,
saying that, okay, maybe we care about our jobs, but we care more about the people that cannot access the internet. So they are saying, okay, so if the banks are saying, instead of coming to our physical offices, why don't we use digital platforms or digital alternatives like, say, the ATM or USSD?
And all of that.
Yes. So these people are like, no, we are concerned about our jobs. That's fine. But we are more concerned about people that cannot access the internet. So how do they access?
I find that suspicious.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, banks are trying to like reduce queues.
Yeah.
In the, like banking holes. Like, how can you say?
2019 for
just
crying out
loud. Just admit that it's a job
exactly.
You're worried about.
And so we reached out to one bank in South Africa. That's the Standard Bank Group.
Okay.
Yes. And they were like, well, their customers should not worry. Mm. Like, even if, so they are aware of the strike. So they have put some things in place to make sure that it doesn't disrupt the usual activities. However, if the activities are going to be disrupted, their customers should use digital platforms like the ones that
these people are striking
against. Exactly. So yes.
Weird stuff. Anyway, let's see how it goes because I think South Africa is 2 hours ahead of Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
So if there's going to be any strike today, it should have started.
Yeah, it should have.
We'll see how it goes.
Yes.
Back to Nigeria.
Yes.
NIDA is investigating Truecaller.
Ooh, okay.
The same Truecaller.
What did Truecaller do?
So according to NIDA, Truecaller is breaching some privacy. You know, NIDA released the privacy framework, NDPR,
January. That's the National Data Privacy Regulation.
Yeah, yeah. And according to them, Truecaller is like defaulting on a lot of the things.
That doesn't come as much of a surprise, does it?
I don't know. I mean,
okay.
According to NIDA, they're saying, Truecaller says, Truecaller's privacy policy says they can supplement whatever data you give them with data from third parties.
Ooh,
and
really?
They can. And NIDA is saying, no, you can't do that.
So people start reading their terms and conditions.
I mean, exactly. I don't read all those things.
No,
do you?
Nobody does.
Everyone just accepts.
No one does.
And then NIDA is also saying that Truecaller is using too much data than they need. They are collecting more data than they need for the app to run functionally.
So if they are going to be doing this, I mean, they can't be investigating just Truecaller.
Exactly.
Like every other app.
Exactly. Facebook,
Google. Every app.
Every app
really,
that we use. Exactly.
Yes.
Even there's this other app called, you know this app, Call App?
Yeah.
It's supposed to like an alternative to Truecaller.
Yes.
I heard that one also shows people's addresses actually.
What?
Like your address, beyond going your name and phone number, address.
That's
like,
very scary.
Yeah. But, I don't know what NIDA is trying to do, but... No, I mean, I know what they're trying to do. Protect our privacy.
Yeah.
But I think maybe this is just a first step for them. Because I know they're supposed to start with local companies in Nigeria. But maybe they are trying to like create awareness by making scapegoats of
the international
ones first. Mm. So create some awareness and people will be like, oh, there's something like this.
Yeah.
Let's see how it goes.
Yeah. So don't forget to like and share this episode with your friends and every other person you feel by it. Yes. Okay. Please. Share and like. And for all this gist that we're giving you today, you can find their full stories on our platform, techpoint.africa.
Africa. Yep.
Yes. And you can find us on Twitter and share this, your thoughts on this episode using our hashtag Techpoint Africa Podcast.
Yeah, hashtag Techpoint Africa Podcast.
And our handle is techpoint.ng. That's Techpoint DOTNG.
Yeah. And don't also forget that you can access this podcast anyway.
Yes.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud. Anywhere you get podcasts.
Everywhere you get your podcasts.
You find us there.
Yeah.
So I think we should go to the question of the day. But before that, there was a question we asked on Tuesday. And nobody got the answer right.
Wow, you guys, come on.
Like, I thought it was easy. We asked what was the first city that, when we started our TechPoint Innovation Tour in 2016, what was the first city we visited? That was Abuja, and nobody got it.
It was actually on our platform, you guys. Come on. A question.
Why don't you let them know what the question is?
Yes, our question is, when did we host the first edition of TechPoint Inspired? Do you guys know TechPoint Inspired? It's like, you know? So when did we host the first edition?
We have three editions so far.
Yes.
So first edition.
So you can answer that question using our hashtag on Twitter, hashtag TechPoint Africa Podcast.
Yeah.
Don't forget that when you answer it correctly, you get points.
Yep.
And yes, when you get your points get to a particular stage, you get a gift.
Yes, yeah.
A TechPoint Africa Podcast gift.
Right now, Kolakbo Imam is leading that leaderboard.
Shout out to Kolakbo.
Shout out. But you didn't answer Tuesday's question. Anyway. All right. Before we go, Titi, do you have any pluggable plugs?
Yes, I do. On October 26th, we'll be hosting the next edition of SME Clinic In-Depth Session. This is themed how to get money for your business and keep it. Very important. We know that.
And keep it.
We know that money is one of the challenges faced by many small business owners and want to help you get your ads together. So come on. And you can...
Where can they find out more about this?
Yes, you can find more about this and register at bit.ly/SMEclinic3.
All right.
bit.ly/SMEclinic3.
I think we'll put the link in the description.
Yes,
so
we will.
Wherever you're getting this podcast from, you can see the link.
Don't miss it. It's going to be a very impactful session. Yeah.
Perfect. So that's it for today.
Yes. Thank you for listening, guys.
Yeah. Don't forget we go live every Tuesday and Friday by 8 a.m. West African time. So till we come away on Tuesday next week again, my name remains Muiwa.
And I'm Titi Lola.
Bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
1. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.